All right, Kay, what are you doing this time?
Well, Gary, thank you for coming with me to the pawn shop.
Oh, I love the pawn shop. Oh, look at those pawn stars there. There's a Chumley. Oh, a free-roaming Chumley has appeared.
I have no idea how many of them are still alive. I think maybe I think one of them got popped for like a really bad sex crime.
Yeah, I think the answer is a nebulous most. It's the same as the Storage Wars people.
Yeah.
Like, how many are alive? Some?
Nope. Yeah.
Like, most?
Yeah.
A lot of them?
Many?
But not all of them.
Unclear.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, one of my favorite things about any kind of used goods store is oftentimes there is something inside of the thing that they're selling because the person who got rid of it forgot to empty it out. So I figured we might be able to use that as a randomization.
That sounds great. What kind of things are we going to dig through? Like, I find these things sometimes as bookmarks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Sometimes just in boxes.
Ooh, I've got a story about that. It's not that funny, but remind me later.
With that endorsement, I certainly will. I'm fucking champing at the bit to remind you about that.
Just remember it, God damn it.
Yeah, remember, it's not that great.
Yeah. Oh, look at this boombox. One of these big boxy boomboxes. Yeah, I love these things.
These always look like the chest of a transformer to me.
They do.
The ones with the speakers on the side.
Yeah, yeah. I hated when boomboxes got curvilinear. Right?
Yeah.
Like I had one that was like impossible to hold on to. Like I want the classic boombox that you can put up on your shoulder, right?
Yes. And it should cut your shoulder.
Yes.
Like if you fall down, you should fucking die.
Yeah, no. This thing needs to have like a Lenny's eye seeking corner on it.
Yes. Only right angles on a boombox.
Please. Yes. Even on the stop button, which is confusing.
Yeah. Just, this one's stop and this one's record.
Let me hit the play button on this and see here. Okay. That's a little bit of a beat. All right. Okay. It's not quite vocals. It's it's like vocal synth. What the fuck
like
is this, Gary?
But not.
Okay.
Yeah, pull it out.
Yeah, Shazam. What do we have here? Okay. This is the theme from Friday Night Funkin'. Did you play this, Gary?
I did now.
Yeah.
I did because of the show.
Yeah.
I didn't before.
No. Okay.
But it's good.
Yeah, it's good.
It's good. Uh-huh. This backdoor waff has succeeded a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Butterfield, he, him.
My name is Kay Ross, she, her.
And you're listening to Abject Suffering, where we are no longer honoring refunds for our inappropriately rigged VTuber models.
Oh, God.
TS.
And you know, I don't watch VTubers. I don't watch many streamers at all, really. But my favorite stuff to see that is related to that is when they're rigged in such a way that the motion is not accounted for. So you see that the glitches and it's like, what the fuck are they doing? And it turns out like the person was just taking a drink of water or something.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah.
They do something weird.
Yeah.
This is going to surprise no one, but I don't get VTubers. Like as an old man,
no.
Like I'm just like, I don't, you know, just be on the screen or don't be on the screen.
Mm-hmm.
You know, both are acceptable, but this weird. But I'm old. Ignore me.
Yeah. Yeah. So this was. So we're talking about Friday Night Funkin' here. This is a game on Newgrounds. And this was demanded by our friend Exotic Minivan, saying everybody has a guilty pleasure game. This one's mine. I enjoy the music, even if it is a bit weird and silly.
Yeah, this is good.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, if I had found this at the time it came out, I would have played it a lot.
I'd have fucked around. Yeah.
This was good. This is a very popular kind of Parappa the Rappa like.
Yeah.
Almost. I'm looking at the Kickstarter page for them making the game. I don't know if they actually did.
Yeah.
Do this the full last release.
Unclear.
Yeah, it does not come up when you search for it.
Mm-hmm.
This is very Flash game looking.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, as Simon says, like series of, you know, doing Dance Dance Revolution with your fingers.
Mm-hmm.
basically, to pretty catchy songs that have like vocoder. Yeah. So there aren't words. There's just like, pop, 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 pop. And it's pretty catchy and good.
Yeah. It's neat. You know, I've got affection for this aesthetic, you know, like it does remind me.
How it reminds you.
Yeah, this is it is from the same era, pretty much. Yeah. I think that it could be a little bit clearer that that it is like a call and response for Rap of the Rapper kind of thing, because I was losing out on the tutorial. I had no fucking idea why. And turns out I was hitting the button for the wrong person's input. So you watch the person you're battling, do their little move, their little, phrase, and then you have to do yours. And I was doing both and it fucked me up.
Yeah. It also, eventually you start overlapping.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's not entirely Rappa the Rappa. Like you will start needing to put in inputs while the other character is putting in inputs.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like, once you get it, it's a good version of that.
Yeah.
I felt like the only thing that fucked me up is if the layout of the arrows were the same as my arrow keys on the keyboard,
mm-hmm.
I could do this all day long. Internalizing that up is the middle left and down is the middle right.
That's the problem. That's the problem. Yeah. That is the problem with the Step Mania, you know,
yeah.
Or whatever I forget the keyboard mania. Like that, just it is rough mapping the cross onto the linear kind of fashion. But if I just went like at, you know, ASDF with it, or you know, HJKL, I also would have problem with it. So
yeah, I think I would have less of a problem with it.
Yeah,
I did that. But yeah, this is good. Mm-hmm. I like rhythm games that have original music, mm-hmm. and where the music is good. I like Dance Dance Revolution with your fingers.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think that's fun.
Tech Deck Revolution, yeah.
Tech Deck Revolution. There's a bunch of iOS games early in the iOS sphere,
mm-hmm.
That were this, basically.
Yeah. I mean, even like up to and including like the Rock Band that they did, the mobile Rock Band that was like out for like 3 years.
I forgot about that.
Yeah.
I bet you that's still on my iPad, my old iPod Touch.
Oh, yeah. That probably absolutely is.
Yeah, along with the Silent Hill and the Metal Gear port that's on there, the rarest object that I own.
Yep.
So this is good. Mm-hmm. There's very little to talk about with it, other than the, like, I would have played the shit out of this.
Mm-hmm.
I've never been Friday night funking.
No.
I've never funked.
The amount of funk that I have been involved with is minimal.
Yeah. When I attempt to funk it, it does not take.
No. You know? Everybody hates it.
Yeah, everybody groans at my shit. Yeah. It's a real uncle trying to floss at the Fortnite party kind of thing. I've done Friday night fucking.
Okay.
And I've done Friday night fluking. Like, I've had like mixed up reservations.
Yeah.
But I've never Friday night funked.
Yeah. I don't Friday night fuck. I observe the fucker's Sabbath.
There we are.
Yeah.
I've done a craft night where it's Friday night flocking. That's pretty good. Or Friday night felting.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of that.
Oh, I've done Friday night kerplunking, where we play kerplunk.
Sure. Yeah. Kerplunk's a pretty fun game.
Yeah, I love Kerplunk. Yeah. Yeah.
Nothing wrong with our Kerplunk.
Yeah.
I've done a lot of Friday night rusting and Friday night dinners.
I primarily do Friday night rusting. Yeah.
It's pretty great. Friday night is the time to rest. It's Friday night. It's time to rest.
Yep.
Yeah. So this is cool. The aesthetic to this, I have a little bit less affection for it because I wasn't online as much during this era. And I was genuinely surprised after the tutorial that your character jumps into a bed with the background lady.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, are we going to fuck everybody who we rap battle against?
I did the second one
and I was expecting, I wanted them to jump into a bed as well, but they don't.
No. So that leads into like, this is a surprisingly robust TV tropes. Like it's got like the full retinue of like little subheads at the top of it. Like there's even a drinking game for it. there's a more here too. Yeah. There's a timeline. There's a Friday Night Funkin' timeline.
Yeah. It's got lore for some reason.
Yeah.
Yeah. I wonder, it's weird that the game doesn't seem like the game came out. I didn't like spend a bunch of time researching this, but it seems like it didn't, even though the Kickstarter was very successful. I wonder if this is a gamer rights thing.
Oh. Oh, just that it didn't that it didn't cross through into our sphere of
Vocaloids? Or like this is something that they got a bunch of money for Kickstarter. The game actually never came out, and this was a big stink.
Yeah.
It looks like there is one on itch.io.
I think that's just a port.
I think so too.
Yeah.
Because the Kickstarter page says like they made a lot of money.
Uh-huh.
So I don't know that there's a story here, but I was not online very much during this era. Made
$2.5 million. I was incredibly online in 2020.
Is this 2020?
Yeah, this is 2020.
Oh, that's weird because the aesthetic, I thought this was older than that.
Oh, it's an intentional throwback. Yeah.
Gotcha.
No, like shit looks like this kind of now. Like, you ever seen a has-been hotel? Like,
no.
Shit looks like Pogs.
sucks. Yeah. No, it's, again, keep in mind what I kept said earlier about VTubers. Like, I'm not to be... I don't know what this stuff is. I don't like it. I didn't know this was an intentional throwback.
Mm-hmm.
Well, shit. So maybe it's still coming out.
Maybe.
If that's the case. Because the Kickstarter was 2022, looks like. So yeah, maybe it's still going to come out.
Yeah.
Because they made a lot of money.
They've got a merch store. Like, this is not this does not have the signs of a rug pull. Like, there's a very active fan community for this. Like, there are mods. Like, there's fucking CDLC for this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, good for them.
Yeah.
They made a pretty fun game, and they wrote some pretty fun music.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Dig it.
Yeah.
If you gave $150, you got a Tank Man statue.
Okay. I don't know who Tank Man is.
And $300, you get boyfriend figure. I don't know.
I think boyfriend is your main character.
Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah, boyfriend and girlfriend are the two people.
Mm-hmm.
Here. Girlfriend is the one you dive into bed with after you get with your regular rap battles.
Mm-hmm.
Or before, rather.
Yeah.
You don't want a rap battle with a full ball sack. Like, you have to have post not clarity.
Yeah, no.
You can do the most devastating rhymes.
Did you seriously walk out to a rap battle with heavy nuts, bro?
Yeah. What are you doing? You didn't use the dispenser? Yeah, there's a thing on the way in. You got to use it.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah. You got to make a deposit. Like, and that's how you get rap battle clarity.
Yeah. That one god has to weigh your load against a feather, or else you can't get in.
Yeah. It's why that MTV show about rap battles always had a delayed start.
Uh-huh.
You know, some of those dudes couldn't get it up.
Nope. It's rough.
But once they did, fucking watch out.
It's rough out there.
Yeah. Absolutely slayed. In the rap battle. Post-not clarity should make you better at all things.
You know,
it doesn't.
It should be, basically, it should be like taking a popper. Like, there's
limitless.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, a popper makes it limitless. Like, I should be able to, it should be a performance enhancing nut. And instead, some things I am better at with pre-nut obscurity.
Yeah. Can you specify the things you're better at with pre-nut obscurity?
Primarily, I was more driven to do things.
Okay.
Like, when I was dating and driven by, like, it's fucking girl or clock, I need some lady attention at some point in the next month or I'm going to lose my fucking mind.
Okay.
Having pre-nut obscurity would drive me to be, like, put in the time.
Yeah. You know?
Work on my dating profile, go out to things, look for good places to date, stuff like that. Good places to take people.
It makes you hungry. Yeah.
Yeah. I was hungry, wanted it more.
Yeah.
Post-nut clarity makes me want to go to sleep.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's still good, but it doesn't usually affect the next thing I do.
Mm. Yeah.
You know, like I'm not better at cooking or better at video games or whatever.
Right.
After a nut.
Yeah. It's, I don't know. It's hard to talk about this without getting too personal is the thing.
Sure.
Yeah. but yes, I do agree that basically like the feeling after like what you get after nut should be what the no nut guys are promising.
Yeah.
That retaining your semen allows you to do, right? Like,
yes.
I should nut, and then like all the hair that's ever fallen out of me should grow back.
Yeah. It's like, weirdly, that retaining your semen thing is just the secret.
Uh-huh.
You know, it's just them believing a thing until it's true.
Yeah.
For them.
Uh-huh. Know,
it's literally just placebo stuff. It's wild.
It's the,
they believe it enough.
It's like the clean your room thing, right?
Yeah.
Like, you know, it just, Just okay. Like, it's just a thing that you're doing along with a bunch of other stuff, but you doing that thing just indicates that you're being a little bit more mindful of stuff. Like, you know, like how people who count calories but don't really change what they eat, or like, you know, the individual things that they eat, just end up losing weight because of the act of counting, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Very much so. Yeah. Mindfulness.
Mm-hmm.
The kind of insights you come to abject suffering for.
Yeah.
Mindfulness. Good.
Yeah. The thing that your insurance company tries to sell you or tries to give you instead of healthcare.
Get a real app.
Yeah.
Hey, you can download this thing for free if you'd like. I was recently on a plane.
You took a little trip. Yeah.
Yeah. I went on a little anniversary trip with my wife. Mostly that was just really good.
Mm-hmm.
You know, as things, but I thought of something, and this is me complaining or making observational humor about an airplane.
Okay,
you know, so I just want to give everybody the 90s Seinfeld
warning.
I'm not claiming any of these are new. But two things I noticed this time. One, and I'm sure this has been brought up before. The little, like, so first class having that little curtain they put up now, the little mosquito netting.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
That thing is so funny. Like, the seat we got on the way back was right behind that. So we were literally in the row on the dividing line.
Like, you could literally just go, psst.
Yeah, I could see the person. I was looking at the hair of the person in back of me, but there's this little shield.
Yeah, yeah,
you know?
but it's a little net so they can see through it. So like if you got their attention and looked back, you could just like draw your thumb across your throat at them.
Yeah, just like die steerage. Uh-huh. Yeah, it's really silly.
Uh-huh.
But the thing I have not heard talked about that much is, have you noticed last time you flied how fucking much time they waste thanking you?
Oh, it's terrible.
Yeah, I was like, you stop fucking thanking me.
Uh huh.
No. Like I'm you're flying me to someplace. I paid for it and stuff. Like I understand this from a customer service perspective, and that like in COVID people got feral and angry at customer service people and we have to pacify them.
And then like, never got better. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And I just kind of decided to stay shitty, but like, I feel like I got thanked like 40 times.
Mm-hmm. By individual people or by like all of the matter, like, because I fly.
Not in print, like from the pilot, from the stewardesses, from announcements and stuff, like verbally thanked.
Yeah. I tend to fly Delta, like for no other reason than it used to have good flights from Ohio to Portland, but it doesn't anymore.
Yeah, nothing is good.
Nothing is good ever anymore. When the plane is taxiing and they do the little video instead of the safety presentation, first off, like the soulless fucking humor in that. But also just like how much of it is like our story and our promise and you're the most important, et cetera. Yeah. Like the fluffing is just intolerable.
I wonder if like anybody that helps anybody, like there are any people who are like, you know, this is how it should be. Like, I'm sure that there are assholes who like, oh, you know, I deserve this. Like, I did make a choice.
Yeah. You're not plugged into politics. So you didn't see like Sean Duffy saying that, like, instead of doing any material improvements to, you know, the flight infrastructure that we have, like instead of regulating cancellations, he was like, you know, people should dress up more on planes. You know, you should dress up nice. And then like a week later saying we're adding exercise areas to airports to make airports and flying better. It's like, you just wear a suit. Yeah.
I'm not trying to make you jealous.
Yeah.
I don't know who Sean Duffy is.
I'm living
a good life.
Like, yeah.
I'm honestly just living my best life. I don't know who that is.
Yeah.
It's sick.
It's wonderful. Yeah. I love that for you. No, Sean Duffy is the Secretary of Transportation whose previous claim to fame, he first broke onto public consciousness because he was on the fucking Real World, Gary.
Oh, makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nothing is anything.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing surprises me because I choose not to know things.
Uh-huh.
It's sick.
But yeah, it's just like everybody should wear suits. And then here's RFK Jr. and Sean Duffy doing pull-up competitions at the new fucking gymboree.
That's exceptionally silly.
Yeah.
That makes no sense.
Uh-huh.
So I guess there probably are people who are like, no, I deserve to be thanked.
Mm-hmm.
I deserve to be absolutely puffed up because I chose this airline.
It's not
happened to be doing the flight that I wanted to go to on anyway.
I think that the person who reacts well to that and says, yes, that's right, doesn't want to be thanked. They want to be treated like the person interacting with them as their servant.
Yeah.
It is like the retail mindset where, you know, like department stores, they just realized, you know, because the middle, like the upper middle class is gone and nobody has fucking people basically want the illusion of like having staff, of having the, yeah, you know, the help. So we need to sell them that, by which we mean we're renting out the dignity of the people who work. Like the thanking and the obsequiousness is just a result of people wanting to be treated like the, you know, like they've got servants.
It's the people who, like, at the start of dinner service, put down a 10 and be like, I'm going to take away $1 for every time you don't fill up my drink.
Yeah.
And then be like, that's going to motivate them.
Nothing you do to that person should be illegal.
Yeah. No, that's it. It's a bad personal type. Mm-hmm. They also, a lot of times, the personal type, because we flew to San Francisco and back, so there are other people going on vacation. There are people going in and out of the Alaska Lounge, and one of them had the worst and darkest looking tan I've ever seen in my life.
Ooh.
I'm not describing a black person. This is a real white guy.
You're describing what is basically black face, like the Mar-a-Lago.
Yes, I'm describing like golf blackface.
Mm-hmm.
Like golf's too much Florida blackface. and just like, this was that guy.
Mm.
He had that vibe. It was really, good trip.
Mm-hmm.
Went and did a couple of new things. I recommend if you ever go there.
Mm-hmm.
There's a little tour of the bay.
Okay.
On a boat.
Oh yeah. No.
You go down to the Golden Gate Bridge.
A boat tour is fucking choice. That is always good.
It was really nice.
Yeah.
Like very beautiful. Seagulls
mm-hmm.
are there and they're really cool. I'm not a bird person the way that you are, but it is real awesome the way they glide and keep pace. So it looks like they're just floating in air.
Oh yeah. I love it.
Next to you.
Mm-hmm.
They were begging for treats.
Mm-hmm.
And it may surprise you to learn you're not supposed to give them treats.
Under no circumstances. Yeah.
And a bunch of them were following us. A guy gave one of them a Dorito, which like that's for a seagull. That's probably, probably pretty incredible.
that's why you do it. That's what keeps you coming back.
Yeah. Like, you know, someday you're going to get the Dorito. And they kept following us. And then somebody gave, and the guy came and said, don't do that.
Okay.
But that guy left. So people are like, hey, hey, hey. And then somebody gave one of them a napkin.
Oh, come
and
on.
That seagull flew away and all the other seagulls followed it as if they were going to share the napkin. And I had a genuine moment of like, when they find out that's a napkin, we are so fucked. Like, we're not going to make it once they discover the napkin ploy. The fucking Mummer's biscuit that we sent them. Like,
yeah, I know.
They're going to kill us. It was,
we've made enemies for life.
We've made enemies for life. I can't go back to that bay now. We went to Golden Gate Park. Very beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Very huge. And I saw a mentalist, you know, my kind of bullshit, and got genuinely really mind freaked.
Oh, okay. So
yeah.
Describe. Okay. Tell me what a mentalist is and lay out the scene for me.
A mentalist is a magician. Basically, but they do kind of through like a combination of magic tricks and a little bit of like cold reading and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
They predict things about you. It's more less like, you know, here's a card, and more like, you thought of a card, I'm going to name it.
Okay.
You know,
yeah.
Use a lot of the same techniques.
Mm-hmm.
Some different techniques, though. More likely to have plants, more likely to have like research
mm-hmm.
on people. And this was in a fake clock shop. You went into a fake clock shop.
Okay.
Then you went downstairs past a speakeasy into a tiny little cramped theater that looked like perfect. And then the guy came out. His name is Kevin Blake. He's called the Illusionist, which is not what he is. And also, that's very vague.
Yeah.
And it's worse than the Prestige. Came out and did his routine. And it was genuinely fucking sick. It was really good.
Mm-hmm.
A good number of the things I could figure out how he did them. A good number were right in the middle where I couldn't. And then some of them were so good. It's like, oh, this guy has to be cheating
uh-huh.
in a specific way. This is too good.
Did he do shit to you, or was there audience?
No, there was audience, but it was so many that if there were literally plants, it would have been like a third of the audience.
Okay.
Would have been plants. And that's kind of crazy. I think it was research
mm-hmm.
for some of the stuff.
Okay.
Like looked at the ticket list and Googled people, but there were things that would be hard to get from that as well. But the cool thing about him is he was funny.
Okay, that's good.
Like genuinely a funny dude. And he did this whole bit about street magic where he talked about an old VHS tape that he learned, or DVD, they learned magic from. And he's like, you know, this thing had like women in tightly clad clothing walking towards the camera and explained to you how cool magic was. Mm-hmm. And then he did a little section where he had a camera person follow him, like a Chris Angel, mm-hmm. and then did the little interstitials from the DVD of a model in clothing walking towards the camera talking about how good magic is at you. And it was amazing. It was very funny.
Huh.
Like the way they marketed this shit to young boys,
mm-hmm.
To be like, these are sexy women who will walk towards you if you learn magic.
No, you're going to have an assistant, and what she's going to do is she's going to wear shiny dresses around you a lot. And
she's going to be your sister lover.
Yeah.
Like your relationship need not be specified. Like it's going to make everyone uncomfortable. very funny. So I just want to give a shout out to that guy. Like if you're in San Francisco, that was 1,000% worth it. Really good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Nice. Very mind blowing. You know, it's been a while since I've been genuinely mind freaked.
Mm-hmm.
You know, walked away mind freaked, spent the evening kind of mind freaked, went to bed mind freaked.
You know, like, you're still kind of mind freaked right now. I don't know if you realize
I got some residual mind freaking. Like I woke up a little mind freaked, and then like today I woke up and I'm like, I'm a little mind freaked.
Uh-huh.
Huh.
A little bit more mind freaked than I was yesterday.
Yeah, that's like it's part of me now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Huh.
That's what I did on Friday night.
Okay.
That was my Friday night funking this last week.
Friday night freaking. Yeah.
Yeah. Friday night mind freaking.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anniversary. The big 03.
Ooh, shit.
With the wife.
God, time flies.
Time flies. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It was great. It was really fun. A lot of good food.
Mm-hmm.
Like there weren't tons of good stories. We just had a really good time.
Yeah.
San Francisco's funny. It's like Seattle where like, if you're walking somewhere, it's either fine or it's a vertical mile. Like it's literally straight up.
Yep.
And I don't know how people handle it.
Mm-hmm.
There are not comfortable chairs in San Francisco. We did not sit in a comfortable chair until we got to the aquarium, basically on like day three.
Okay.
Everything's a really uncomfortable chair.
Yeah. I'm not aware of that. I am very much not aware of that stereotype about San Francisco.
I'm trying to start it. I don't know if it is one, but
you've got you've got sourdough and very uncomfortable chairs.
Yeah, and you got sour feelings. And I saw Waymo cars for the first time.
Oh shit. Yeah.
That sucks.
Oof.
Yeah, I didn't care for that. They look real dorky.
Okay. Just like the shape of them or?
Yeah, they have a lot of doodads. Have you ever seen one?
I've seen them on fire.
Yeah. Yeah. I read stories about people dying in them.
Yeah,
if you look at them, it's like a car with a bunch of like spore nubs.
Oh, put on it, kind of. Yeah. I can see that.
Yeah. It's got a lot of spore nubs and, it's not, I was asking our friend Zach, who's down there. We had lunch with Zach, who has done them. And I was like, is it cheaper? Like, what is the advantage of this on my end? Why would I choose to do this other than the novelty?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it's about the same price. So it's like, I just had this, like, I could pay a person or not pay a person, you know, feeling. I was like, this money could go to nobody.
Uh-huh.
You know, nobody who, or it could go to this guy.
Yeah. They're passing the savings on to you, which is nothing.
Yeah. There's no savings.
It just means, and like, I don't know. You can also just say on an Uber, hey, I don't really feel like talking.
Right? Yeah. Yeah. If you don't, because I don't like talking. And most of the time people don't.
Uh-huh.
You know, there's also, when we were going from the airport to the hotel, I saw no less than like 15 billboards for different AI services.
Oh yeah. No, it's ridiculous.
When you're thinking about like, who the fuck likes this? Like, where is this actually a thing? It's San Francisco.
And so, like even the people there probably like fucking hate it. It's for investors.
Yeah. Well, I mean, but that's where, like, that is the city that is the bubble.
Yes.
Like, it is prevalent to a degree that is, like, unreasonable,
mm-hmm.
unruly.
Yeah.
Nonstop inundation of AI shit.
Too
like,
much.
We will give you, you know, clients like, hey, haven't you, you know, employees that can't call in sick? Like, stuff like that. Like, literally says that on the billboard.
Do you hate people's needs? Then have we got the product for you?
You're a job creator. Do you not want to be? You know, are you sick of the responsibility and glory that comes with that? There you go.
God,
there's a program.
But yeah, no, you should. Rich people should be fucking clinging on to the job creator distinction, like to yeah. you know, like that for dear life, because it's like it is the only thing they can fall back to yeah, in terms of got? Why I should have the money. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Like you got nothing else, man.
Yeah, that's like the only thing that's keeping like a good part of this country from cracking your head open and eating the goo inside.
It's also kind of fake, but some people believe it. Uh-huh. You know, it's not as like. You know, obviously it happens. You do make a job. That
somebody,
doesn't mean that like
somebody made a job at one point.
Yeah. It doesn't mean that labor, you know, that this is at all a bound scale, but like it's the fact that people can buy that.
Mm-hmm.
Like is yeah, it's what keeps you alive.
Yeah.
Then basic human decency.
Well, yeah.
We all talk a big game about cracking someone's head open. none of us are gonna do that.
Yeah, probably not.
Yeah.
But you know, unless shit gets too bad, then who knows?
Yeah, I don't think we're gonna do it.
Yeah, probably not.
I hear what you're saying. I appreciate mm-hmm. it. I think it'd be better if it were
true. I'm not saying I'm going to do it. I'm just saying you know, degrade like the conditions. Might. Some, you know,
we can't all be Luigi Mangione's. But like, there's I think about it's in a new X-Men.
Yeah, okay.
Grant Morrison new X-Men thing,
mm-hmm.
where there's the U-Men and the guys who cut apart mutants and graft parts of their body to get their powers.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, okay, like take off Cyclops' head. And the guy's like, there's no way I'm just cutting off a guy's head.
Yeah.
And the other guy has to be like, yeah, they don't feel pain the same we do. It's okay.
Oh, yeah.
Like has to try to convince him. But he has that like, I'm not going to fucking cut off a head.
Mm-hmm.
I think in that situation, I'm going to feel that way.
Yeah.
Like I'm not going to, you know, choke somebody out.
Oh,
even if it's the person I most want to choke. I'm like, I can't do that.
Yeah, no. Same. I don't have it in me. I guess I'm speaking stochastically.
Yes. I wish other people did.
Yeah.
I wish them luck. What should people do if they like this show?
If you like this show, you can go and back us patreon.com/duckfeedtv for a few dollars a month. You get a whole bunch of bonus content. Oh my god, so much. Mm-hmm. And also you get to support us, which we very much appreciate.
Yeah,
thank you so much. This endeavor wouldn't be possible without you.
Yeah.
Here at Duck Feed Airlines. Thank our
A+, A1 members. No, but we do appreciate it.
Mm-hmm.
We also, if you can't do that, please leave our ratings and reviews. Apple mm-hmm. Podcast Addict. That's awesome if you do that. And join us and thank you, our producer, Gwen.
Thank you, Gwen.
Yeah. What should they do until next time, or read an outro, rather?
Yeah. Until next time, this has been Abject Suffering, where the window is glitching right as I switch to it because Google Sheets is a nightmare. This has been Abject Suffering, where it is the only podcast that your uncle loves more than those wacky tic-tacs on the Facebook. What do you have to say to me?
There's a restaurant called like Uncle Boy or something like that at the San Francisco. I was trying to remember the exact name of it.
Oh, okay.
So that's why I drew that in, because I was like, oh yeah, there's also Uncle Boy.